Good morning, it's Monday, October 18th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Expect a cloudy Monday with a slight chance of a shower. Highs will reach the low 50s with overnight lows around 40. Three candidates have been chosen as finalists to fill a vacancy in the Washington State Senate, representing the North Tacoma area. Democratic State Senator Jeanne Darnay announced in September she would be resigning her seat in the 27th Legislative District to take a new Assistant Secretary position for the Women's Prison Division in the State Department of Corrections. Darnay was first elected to the legislature in 2000 as a representative, and elected to the Senate in 2012. The district's Democratic Precinct Committee officers voted on Saturday to select Yasmin Trudeau, Desiree Wilkins Finch, and Lamont Green as the three finalists. The Pierce County Council will make the final selection from the three. That vote is expected in the coming weeks, after Darnay's resignation becomes official. Trudeau is legislative director for the Washington State Attorney General's office. Wilkins Finch is a community organizer and the owner of consultant agency Rise Leadership with Purpose. Lamont Green is the director of diversity, equity and inclusion for the policy nonprofit Technical Assistance Collaborative. A federal way man was sentenced to prison on Friday for a pair of sexual offenses, based on sexually explicit photos he took of teenagers from a local cheerleading team. Jeffrey Mendoza, age 36, pleaded guilty last month to two counts of communication with a minor for immoral purposes and second-degree assault with intent to commit sexual exploitation of a minor. Mendoza was sentenced to 6 months in prison. He must register as a sex offender. In 2018, authorities looked into allegations against Mendoza after several of his cheer students from Celebrity Cheer in Auburn spoke to law enforcement. The students said they complied because they were afraid of Mendoza's emotional outbursts and his threats of public humiliation if they did not. A 39-year-old man has been arrested in connection with a shooting that killed a 28-year-old woman in Spanaway on Tuesday. The man has been booked into the Pierce County Jail for first-degree murder. Officers responded to a report Tuesday night of a woman lying near the side of the road on 208th Street East near Mountain Highway. When deputies arrived, they found that the woman had at least one gunshot wound. Pierce County has agreed to pay $3.5 million to settle a lawsuit brought by the family of a man fatally shot in 2017 by a sheriff's deputy in Port Orchard after a 12-mile chase, attorneys said. Brent Heath died about a year after Pierce County Sheriff's Deputy Carl Shanks fired into the immobilized vehicle and shot him in the head September 21, 2017. Attorneys for the estate said in a press release. Quote, the shooting occurred at the end of a police chase when Mr. Heath was surrounded and his car was disabled with three flat tires, and blocked from the road by a guardrail. Mr. Heath survived for over a year with devastating injuries and tremendous suffering. End quote. Heath required a feeding tube and other help with self-care following the shooting. He was cared for by family in Hoquiam. He died from complications from the injury October 1, 2018. A 30-year-old man could face up to life in prison after pleading guilty in the 2010 shooting death of Camille Love in Tacoma. Santiago Villalva Medeiros pleaded guilty October 11 in Pierce County Superior Court to first-degree murder in the death of the 20-year-old Love. He is to be sentenced December 10. The maximum sentence Medeiros could face is life in prison, but prosecutors said they will recommend to the judge that he serve a 35-year sentence as part of a plea agreement. In his plea statement, Medeiros said he helped someone else shoot and kill Love and said he was an accomplice in her murder. Prosecutors have said the killing was gang-related. The family of a Washington State Patrol trooper who died September 26 after contracting the COVID-19 virus issued a statement Friday debunking rumors that Trooper Eric Gunderson opposed vaccination and participated in related activist lawsuits or protests. The family's statement also said that Gunderson was unvaccinated, but noted that he contracted the virus last summer when it appeared to be declining, and before Governor Jay Inslee issued a mandate requiring all state employees to be vaccinated. After Gunderson's death was initially reported, the state patrol stated that he contracted the virus while providing training for other law enforcement at an International Association of Chiefs of Police conference in Orlando, Florida. The family statement issued Friday alluded to that trip. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit tntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day.